Pat, as promised, I have a follow-up from George in our live audience, going back to the barefoot navicular horses. George wants to know, how should farriers trim a barefoot horse to prevent, reduce navicular syndrome clinical signs?
Again, that's a real tough one. I think the best answer I can give you is frequently. I think that's one of the big things that, you know, if I'm looking at shoes or barefoot, growth is problematic. There's one study that found that over an 8-week shoeing interval, the force on the deep flexor tendon required to initiate breakover increased by 11%. Right? Now that's a fairly sizable amount if we're trying to, you know, to take pressure off of that area. And it's something that we as either farriers or trimmers or horse owners have a direct ability to influence, right? So, you know, if you have a horse that's going through a particularly tough time, I think having a, you know, if it's barefoot, trim it every week or every other week. If it's, you know, shod, see how frequently you think you can get away with reshoeing it without, you know, disturbing the foot too much and causing problems. But regular care really does make a difference, you know, on the mechanics of the regions that we're talking about tonight. I mean, on the structures that we're trying to protect.